Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now. Previously on Super Ordinary.
Give me your keys, dude. I'll drive you home.
No way.
Seriously, driving in this state is a danger to society. I'll bring you back in the morning.
Carson.
Don't think I won't call Joyce.
Fine.
3 p.m. Parking lot.
Max, can I borrow you for a minute?
Sure. Mom, I'll meet you up there.
What's up?
I wanted to tell you that your father is doing a lot better.
Really? That's amazing. I haven't been able to stop by in a couple of days, but the last time I did, he didn't look great, and
he's doing better because you haven't stopped by.
What are you talking about?
How long have you had powers?
I don't.
I saw the video. On the news?
That could have been anyone.
But it was you, wasn't it? Look, I'm not going to turn you in or treat your father any differently, but Max, I think your powers might be the reason he's sick.
You're leaving just because someone new came to camp?
She's not someone new, Harvey. She almost killed me on multiple occasions.
That sounds like a bit of an over-exaggeration.
It isn't. I don't know what your life was like before here, but mine was hell. My powers were completely out of control, and everyone I told turned against me, and it made the attacks worse, and then Max and her friends chased me all around the city and kidnapped my best friend.
Whoa, okay, slow down.
I can't stay here, Harvey, not if she does.
Tandon Productions presents Super Ordinary, Episode 4, Meant to Be.
Please, please wake up. Harvey?
Oh my God, Carson. Dude, are you... I thought you were...
Shaw, what are you doing here?
What are you talking about? I came to make sure you were okay.
Do they know you were in the car with me?
Yeah, of course. I called 911. They brought us both here.
Harvey, you have to go.
What?
They're gonna ask questions. Why I crashed the car, why you weren't hurt.
So we'll tell them there was a deer or something.
Dude, I saw that guy, that kid. You were so fucking little and fucking terrified.
Carson, what are you talking about?
When you fell asleep, you were so skinny and little and he had you tied up.
You're not making any sense.
You have to run. Those scars on your chest, I can't let them do that to you. Not again.
Let who do what, dude?
They'll tell them where you are, Shaw. Look at me.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking.
Run. Don't stop. Don't look back. Run until you get somewhere safe. And don't come back. Promise me, Shaw.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I promise.
Fuck!
Come in.
Hey, Miss Masters.
Max, come in, please.
Thanks.
Can I get you anything? Tea?
No, that's okay. I actually had a question, if that's okay.
Of course. Do you want to take a seat?
Yeah, thank you.
What's on your mind?
You don't have powers, right?
No, I don't. But I assure you, I've been close to people with powers my whole life. I just wanted to help in some way.
Right. I get that. My friend back home ran our team even though he didn't have powers.
Oh. I apologize for being defensive. It's just a speed bump, I suppose.
You've been doing this for a while, right?
A few years, yes.
Have you ever... There are like at least 60 or 70 people here. Do you ever have, side effects?
How do you mean?
When I was back home in New York, there was this nurse who was taking care of, well, she had a theory about some of her patients.
Was she treating supers?
No, she had a lot of patients that came in with unexplained illnesses.
And she thought the explanation was something to do with you?
With people like me, at least. I came here because I thought I needed to put some distance between myself and, other people.
Were you feeling pressured to do so?
No, I don't want to hurt people, Miss Masters.
As I understand it, you've spent a lot of time helping people.
I thought so. But I think more people might have been hurt without realizing it. But if you don't have powers, well, you've been surrounded by people with powers for years, and you seem okay.
I would say I'm more than okay, really.
So you haven't had any kind of sickness, no bouts of nausea or fevers or dizziness, anything like that?
Max, I assure you, no one's powers have taken a negative effect on me in over 3 years. And before that, I spent a good amount of time in close contact with powered people as well.
Really?
Yes, Max. No sickness, no dizziness, not a scratch on me.
You're absolutely sure?
If anything, I'd say taking care of supers has made me strong in a way I could never have expected.
God, does she have to, like, walk around like she owns the place?
I don't know.
And what's with the ripped jeans?
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle of summer. How is she not sweating all the time?
Yeah.
You're sweating all the time, and you're, like, practically immune to sweating.
Wait, what?
And when is she gonna get kitchen duty? Ugh.
Jenna said Max cooked the chicken, I think.
Maybe that's why it's so bland.
Does that mean you're not gonna eat it?
Ugh.
Jab, cross. Good, August.
It just seems like I should get first dibs on activity tabs, you know?
Sure.
I've been here for longer, so...
Right.
It's just unfair.
Uh-huh.
And why does everyone just trust her? What if it's a trick? What if she's really here to decide which ones of us are too dangerous to be a part of civilization and she's just making a hit list? What if...
What if we actually finished our workout instead of talking about how much we hate people?
That's a good idea, Harvey. Hands up, Annika.
You really don't care if she's here to put us all in danger?
I didn't say that.
You might as well have.
She hasn't done anything to you, Annika. Don't make that face at me. I mean, like, since she got here.
So? That means she's just suddenly a cool, good person?
I don't know. I'm just saying that maybe you should give her a chance.
Why should I?
Because people don't just end up here because everything is going great for them. Everyone here is running away from something, Annika. Their families or their towns or something horrible that they did. So maybe just... I don't know. Give her a chance to get something out of this place.
What if I think she doesn't deserve it?
Then you're missing the point of being here.
So, you gonna tell me why you left the lap of luxury to come slum it with us?
What do you mean?
You and your pals were headed for cereal boxes in Good Morning America. What made you give that up?
It's... complicated.
Ah, you're not a sharer.
We literally just met.
That's cool, man. We'll work on the connection thing.
You always have to hike this far out to use your powers.
We're not really running around flaunting what our mama gave us out here.
You're not allowed to use your powers here?
Most people here are just trying to figure out how to keep their powers under control.
I thought there weren't any rules here except mutual respect.
Rules are only rules if you get caught breaking them. Hence, the hike. Come on. There's a spot just up around the bend. Here should be good. This is where the barrier circles the camp.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to. It's sort of like a force field, nothing in, nothing out.
Whoa.
Ah, yes. I do love that.
Love what?
The moment of complete awe and shock at how cool I am.
Okay. Well, why didn't it fry me when I walked across?
Now that is the million-dollar question.
Where does it start?
Right here. Even mosquitoes get fried when they try to get through without permission, Max. You're a whole human being, and you just walked through. There's not a scratch on you.
How do you keep it from frying, like, random hikers or people camping?
If you don't have an invite or know something's here, it should sort of just make you think there's nothing to see here and have you take a left turn or a right, whatever.
I didn't feel that. I actually wasn't sure I was going the right way until I got to the barrier. And then I was sure. Like, neon sign, Camp Safe Haven this way, sure.
See, that's what I'm saying. Something about you is special, Max.
Because your invisible electric fence didn't fry me.
Yes. You really didn't feel anything at all?
Oh my god.
Shit, that is not supposed to happen. It should have turned around when it got to the edge.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty sure it's dead. One bird, one force field.
If we weren't here, this bird would be fine.
Whoa. Hey, it's the circle of life, Max. Something would have gotten it one way or the other.
But it wasn't meant to. Not right now, not like this. Let me just... It worked.
You can bring things back from the dead?
No. Well, I mean, I guess I just did. But I can just sort of put things back the way they were meant to be.
If we weren't here, the bird wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Makes sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I kind of have this theory.
Okay.
Everyone who has powers isn't exactly the same, right? You worked with a whole team of powered people, and you're surprised that I understand how your powers work. And no one's ever been able to just walk through my barriers without even noticing them.
Okay.
What if some of our powers are meant to work together? And that's why they feel so unbearable. We're not supposed to bear them alone.
You think we're like the Wonder Twins because I was able to walk through your invisible electric fence?
Maybe. Kind of. You think it's stupid.
No, I mean, it's...
It's what?
Back home, we found out that people's powers are sort of like radiation, almost. People were getting sick from being around those of us with powers.
Is that why you left?
Yeah, my dad, he's been really sick for ages, and none of the doctors could figure out what was wrong with him. But there was this nurse, and she was pretty sure I was making him sick, so I thought putting some distance between us wouldn't hurt.
I'm so sorry, Max.
I didn't bring it up for sympathy. If our powers are external like that for people without powers of their own, maybe there is something to your theory about pairs.
Yeah?
I mean, what if there's, like, some sort of compatibility between powers and they can work together?
I'd say it's worth a test, wouldn't you?
Hey, Janice.
What'd you do to Harvey?
Why do you assume I did something?
Because he looks like someone kicked a puppy in front of him.
Or maybe he kicked the puppy.
Well, that would make you the puppy in this metaphor, Annika. And you've got a distinct lack of puppy-like energy.
Ugh, we just had an argument.
And I thought you guys were gonna stop doing this dance.
What dance?
This will they, won't they? Oh my god, I think he's so cute. So I'll tell him I hate him just in case he notices dance.
We're not doing a dance.
You guys are definitely doing a dance.
Okay, this is a private conversation.
It's a private conversation that's keeping me from a slice of cake, dude. Just say you'll apologize to Mr. Super Muscles so Janice will stop holding up the line.
Why should I apologize? He's the one who practically yelled at me.
Harvey doesn't yell.
Yeah, okay, whatever. He didn't yell, but he was definitely, you know, grumpy.
We're all talking about the same guy, right?
Harvey wouldn't have gotten angry if there wasn't a reason. Take him the cake, he'll be distracted enough to forget about why he was mad, and then you can apologize.
But
go.
Godspeed.
Hey.
Hey.
Can I sit here?
You can do whatever you want.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Not giving Max a chance. Every time I see her, I just feel myself go back on red alert, you know? I spent so much time running away from her and her friends, and it just feels like I'm back in New York every time she walks into a room.
Yeah, I sort of thought about that after I snapped at you.
You were right, though. She deserves to be okay just as much as the rest of us.
Yeah, she does. But look, the hardest thing for me about my powers is that I can't remember a lot of the stuff about myself. I don't know how I got my powers or how I ended up in Portland or really how I ended up here, actually.
Like memory loss?
The doctors I saw when I was younger said it was a coping mechanism. Whatever happened was horrible, and my brain just kind of suppressed it all so I could keep moving.
Jesus. I'm sorry, Harvey.
My point is that the stuff that made me who I am and got me here, sometimes I think I'm lucky that I can't remember it. It makes it a lot easier to focus on today when you can't remember yesterday.
Wow.
What?
We're talking through our disagreement, and we're both making an effort to see each other's side of things. Someone might overhear and think we're turning into healthy, well-adjusted people.
Uh-huh. Are you gonna eat that cake? Emotional overshares make me hungry.
Everything makes you hungry, dude.
Do you think other people's powers are connected like ours?
Yeah, maybe. I haven't heard of anything like it exactly, but most of the people here aren't looking for ways to make their powers stronger.
They're not?
Nah, most people come here with some sort of tragic backstory that ends in them being too afraid of their powers to use them.
But don't they want to help people?
Not everyone has a PR team behind them, or a fully funded team leader.
You planning to let that one go anytime soon, or are you just going to keep finding ways to work in snide comments about my choices?
You really don't get it, do you? God, what I wouldn't give to live in that bubble.
I don't live in a bubble.
Max, when you found out you had powers, what did you do?
I told my mom.
Okay, and what did she do when you told her?
She tried to help.
And when she couldn't?
She tried to find someone who could.
Yeah. You want to know how I found out I had powers? My dad used to beat the shit out of me. He broke my arm when I was 5 because I spilled my juice in the kitchen on tile. You don't think it's weird that you don't remember me from back home?
It was a big school.
Yeah, and I kept my head down until one day, something in me just snapped. My dad's coming at me, and then there's this pulse, this zing, and he's flying backwards across the room and crashing into the TV.
Holy shit.
I didn't even realize it was me until he came at me again, and I felt it right in the pit of my stomach. Yeah, he stopped coming for me after that.
I thought you said he threw you out when the school told him you had powers.
He did. Got scared someone would come for me like they were coming for Annika, and he didn't want to get caught in the crossfire.
Someone like me.
It's not that people here don't want to help others with their powers. It's that they don't believe they ever can.
What about when they leave here? What?
People don't leave, Max.
What, everyone's just gonna live in the woods forever?
Why would we want to go back to a place where we have to justify our existence to everyone every day of our lives and still not be sure if they'll turn on us the next chance they get?
I don't know, to do good? Don't you think we have these powers for a reason?
Yeah. God's got a sick sense of humor. But at least Miss Masters is giving us a chance to deal with it.
I didn't realize you had your own place.
Yeah. Part of the personal space requirements thing.
Likely story.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
At the gym the other day, when you were having your panic attack?
Yeah.
Is that what it's like when you use your powers?
Yeah, kind of. And there's usually a lot more shit flying around and stuff blowing up, which probably helps distract from the red face and the tears and stuff, but, yeah.
When I took your hand...
That was really nice of you, by the way. You didn't have to. You could have just left me there.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, kind of. When I reached for you, look, it went against everything I was told growing up.
Right. I'm really sorry about that. I didn't mean
to... No, wait. That's not what I'm saying. I just... I'm glad I did it.
Oh.
I've never been able to do something like that. Something good with my powers.
I'm really, really grateful for it, Harvey.
Do you think, Do you think it would work again if we tried?
It might. If you wanted to try.
Yeah. I'd really, really like that.
Come in.
Miss Masters, you wanted me to come by?
August, yes, come in.
Is something wrong?
No, of course not. I just wanted to check in with you. How are things going with Max?
Great, actually. You know, I really appreciate you bringing me here, but it's been nice to have someone around who reminds me of home, you know?
Of course. I'm sure she appreciates the familiarity, too.
It's not just a hometown thing, actually. Our powers feel related, almost. Like they just know how to behave around each other.
Her arrival was surprising. You really didn't feel her presence at the barrier at all?
Not until she crossed it. It was... It almost felt like... Like my powers wanted to make room for hers.
And hers? Does she feel the same thing?
I think so. Yeah. Is that... Do a lot of people have that?
I haven't seen it happen before. But powered people haven't been out in the open long enough for us to know everything about them and how they work together. You and Max might find something really special, if she stays.
Are you thinking of asking her to leave?
No, of course not. If Max wants to stay, she's more than welcome to remain here.
I think she wants to.
Good. That's really good news, August.
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Mia Kadama as Annika, Brigham Snow as Harvey, Julia Morizawa as Megan, Dallas Seeker as August, Alexandra Tandon as Max, Billy Finn as Carson, and Dominique Carrieri as Janice. Sound design is provided by Grace Corcunis. Additional sound design assistance is provided by Alexandra Tandon. Original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez, and our associate producer is Mary Frances Noser. Keep up with our show, join us on social media at SuperOrdPod, or visit our website at superordinarypod.com.